Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Simpson College Athletic Director Bob Nutgrass about the upcoming Simpson Athletic Benefit. The annual Simpson College Athletic Benefit is coming up. First of all, just kind of give us a rundown of what's going on for the athletic benefit.
Well, we have our Wayne Carson Memorial Golf Benefit and dinner and auction on September 19th, on Thursday. And we'll start the day off with golf at the Echo Valley Country Club in Norwalk. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll have a social out at the upstairs at the country club in the dining room. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll have the dinner. And we have a live auction with a lot of great prizes and things to for people to bid on. And then we also have a silent auction with many different items that that people can also bid on. So, and obviously, it's a benefit for the athletic department. So each year, we really depend on our supporters to come out and either play golf or come to the dinner or both. So so people know they can either play golf and then spend money there and donations for the athletic department there, and or they can also then attend the dinner. And if you don't play golf, you can come in the evening and enjoy an evening of festivities, meet the coaches, see some student athletes. We have a couple of speakers this year speaking about the athletic department and what Simpson means to them for a program, and then obviously fundraising for the athletic department on the auction items. So that's basically what we're doing.
Well, I hear benefit, and you say it goes towards the athletic department. What does it go towards? I mean, you don't have to go for everything, but just people like to know, hey, this is what I helped raise money for.
Well, you bet. We have the way that our budget is set up, we have so much money that the school allots us for each sport. On top of that, then each sport needs to have more money in their budget to be able to take a special trip or to buy uniforms every second or third year, or actually for me to be able to hire some assistant coaches. So there are an array of things that go along with the money that we raise at the benefit. We just don't have enough money that we're allotted from the college to be able to cover all the expenses that we have for every team that we have for all the sports and during the entire year. So the fundraiser is really important so that we can use that money within the athletic department to help support almost any area that we have that we need some extra funding in.
Well, talk about how this brings together kind of the alumni, the community, the athletic department. It's kind of a fun thing that everybody can kind of get back and enjoy.
Exactly. It is something that we feel that is open to anyone who wants to be our participant. So we have community members come. We have alumni that attend the event. We have a lot of great support from within the college. So faculty is invited. We try to hit as many different groups of people that we can so that they can come together, have a fun evening. This year we're doing something we started last year again as a wine poll, so people can put money in the pot and then go in and get one of the wine bottles that is available. We have a dessert dash, so we're going to do that again. We have different desserts from places or companies around the area, and then people can put money into the pot and then pick the dessert that they want at their table. And then, of course, all the auction items and with the live auction and things. It's just a really fun evening, and it's a great event for our athletic department.
Well, one of the reasons I like sports so much is I think it brings people together. Talk about how you want the Simpson Athletic Department to kind of be a part of that and this benefit all kind of being just one drop in that bucket.
That's exactly right. We have, like I said, during the entire year, we have our athletic department, which the money raised goes towards many different facets of the athletic department, but then also bringing the community together so that we have different aspects represented at the event. So we have the community people, the alumni. We actually have the student athletes are there to talk to everyone as they come through at the golf outing and then at the dinner. And so we feel like it's a really good town and gown event where we can have people from the town come and be participant for the athletic department, whether they're you know, people in the community, people in the college community, and then also, you know, alumni that want to come back and donate money for the athletic department because of the experiences they had at the school. So it involves anybody who wants to be a part of it, and we'd like to have all people attend. Whoever wants to come is certainly invited to contact the athletic department and purchase tickets to go to either the auction or the golf outing.
Well, I think you answered my question there, but if someone wanted to participate, how should they go about doing that?
We have online registration this year, I believe, so they can go to our simpson.edu athletic website and go to the Karst Golf Outing and athletic benefit dinner and get tickets that way, or they can contact Tara Remeyer or Laura Peterson in the athletic department, and we will be able to get them set up with, get their golf team set up if they want to play golf, and then also anybody who wants to attend the auction and dinner in the evening, we'll get tickets for them for that. So that's the best way to do it.
Thanks to Bob Nutgrass for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.